I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Since the early 1980s, Vermont has welcomed more than 7,000 refugees fleeing humanitarian crises in their home countries. Today, some of the newest arrivals got a special visit from Governor Peter Shumlin. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Democrat used their English class as the backdrop for his latest volley in the battle over immigration policy.
Nice to meet you.
Great to meet you. How long have you been in Burlington?
3 months.
3 months.
Yes.
Welcome. Your English is good.
Yes, thank you.
And do you have a job?
Yes.
Where do you work?
Skinny pancake.
Skinny pancake?
Pancake.
Oh, great. Are you eating a lot of pancakes?
That's Odie Mbalizi seizing his moment to make small talk with Vermont's highest office holder. Mbalizi, a refugee from Congo, was all smiles Tuesday morning as Shumlin delivered holiday tidings to a dozen refugees sitting in a cramped classroom in the Ojave Zedek Synagogue in Burlington.
So I wanted to come as your governor at a time when I know that refugees all over America are wondering whether or not they are welcome to say happy Thanksgiving. We are thankful that you are Vermonters, and we look forward to welcoming more refugees who are leaving horrid circumstances to come to this promised land.
The politics of immigration has roiled the electoral landscape in recent days. Republicans and Democrats have split on the question of whether and how to bring Syrian refugees to the United States. Here in Vermont, the state's two Democratic gubernatorial candidates, Matt Dunn and Sue Minter, have unequivocally embraced plans to resettle displaced Syrians in Vermont. The two Republican candidates, Phil Scott and Bruce Lisman, are calling for more scrutiny of federal resettlement policy before opening Vermont's doors to Syrian refugees. Shumlin says the two-year vetting process, which involves numerous layers of security checks, including an in-person interview with the Department of Homeland Security, is rigorous.
We should fear terrorism, but when we have a process that works and a refugee process works, let's not pick on those who are fleeing from the terrorists who have been tortured and killed by the terrorists.
Emila Mirjanovic is the director of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program. She says Vermont takes in about 350 refugees annually. The latest arrivals hail from Bhutan, Iraq, Burma, Somalia, and Congo. More than half the nation's governors have now called for either a pause in allowing Syrian refugees entry to the U.S. or have opposed their resettlement altogether. Mirjanovic says it's an unsettling message for her clients.
You know, I was once in their shoes, and I can't imagine it's making them feel good. But at the same time, you know, the message that they're hearing from our governor is, very optimistic.
Mirjanovic says steps are underway to resettle an unknown number of Syrian refugees in Vermont. She says they could arrive in the next year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.